أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين فإنه خير الناصر ومعين. Today is 27th November 2009. We continue our topic of Insan-e Kamil and we are having session number 3. This is the third session of Insan-e Kamil alayhi salam. I will continue on this topic and talking about what insan is before we go into insan-e kamil. We spoke a little bit on the issue of successorship and the being khalifa of Allah, as in Surah Baqarah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says inni ja'ilun fil arzi khalifa, and then now we continue to talk about what insan is, and then inshallah we move on to issue of insan-e kamil. It's very important to understand insan itself. As we have spoken in the past, that insan is the centerpiece of the creation, and the very best proof for that is if you look at the whole Quran. All Quran is about insan. There is nothing of any significance, any closeness of significance in the whole creation other than insan. And inshallah we will continue to reach to explain how insan is the collective mode of the creation, and the alam, the universe outside insan. All we see in all the creation is the sharh and expansion and tafsil of insan-e kamil. So let's, anyway, I have to avoid of this temptation of going into insan-e kamil itself and talk about insan, because when it comes to insan in August, it doesn't have too much temptation to be talked about. We look at a very beautiful hadith. We go through this beautiful hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, who are we to say Subhanallah even to the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam? When I read this hadith, you will see the words, the magic words, the Quranic words of Imam alayhi salam about insan. This is in question of Kumail. You know that Kumail was one of those close companions of Imam Ali, which every now and then Imam Ali has given him some, passed on some of his knowledge. And especially the very special conversation that I have seen in ahadith between Imam Ali and Kumail is the conversation about haqiqat. I don't know if you have seen that or not. Inshallah one day I will bring it. I only read it because it's beyond our understanding. What it is, very beautiful conversation. Have you seen it, Ali Agha? Have you seen that? No, because you moved your head. I thought you were saying that you're acknowledging to have seen that. Anyway, it starts from here. قال كوميل سألت مولانا أمير المؤمنين عليا عليه السلام فقلت أريد أن تعرفني نفسي. I want you to make me know my nafs. قال عليه السلام يا كوميل وأي الأنفس تريد أن أعرفك. Which nafs do you want me to make you known of, to teach you about? Kumail says, قُلْتُ يَا مَوْلَيْ هَلْ هِيَ إِلَّا نَفْسٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. Is the nafs more than one nafs? Imam says, يَا كُمِيل إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَرْبَعَةٌ أَنَّامِيَةٌ نَبَاتِيَةٌ. These are the nafses that Imam is talking about. أَنَّامِيَةٌ نَبَاتِيَةٌ, which is the plant nafs, the nafs which is like the plant. وَالْحِسِّيَّةُ الْهَيْوَانِيَّةِ, the nafs which is sensual, works with senses, and his heywani, animal nafs. وَالنَّاطِقَةُ الْقُدْسِيَّةِ And the nafs, I've explained you, nafs al-natiqa is the nafs which is thinking. It has got the thinking ability. And it only pertains to insan. And it says, Imam says, نَاطِقَةُ الْقُدْسِيَّةِ It's divine. And the fourth one, وَالْكُلِّيَّةُ الْإِلَهِيَّةِ And as Kulli is that universal, divine universal nafs. And when I read this, when I go through this, please do not get too much disappointed. Because I have read this hadith many times. And I have never, because with the things that Imam says, I have not come up higher than Hissiyatul Haywaniyah. This is not by any means being humble. These are the realities about myself. Alhamdulillah, you are better than me, but see where you are in when it comes to this. But there is another nafs, which maybe Imam has not named it, maybe because, I don't know, I'm not sure. Maybe that is not a nafs. Because, you know, nafs is the combination and combining of ruh, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ When it is combined with jism and matter and the body, then it's called nafs. Maybe that is pure ruh that Imam has not mentioned it here. Maybe that is the reason, or another reason could be because that ruh is only for ma'asum. No other person has got that nafs. And that is called ruhul qudus, that one. And that is only for ma'asumin who keeps them all the time alert and linked to the highest avalim. The other thing that I have to explain here so that we do not get it wrong is this: when Imam Ali Salam talks about four nafses, it is not that we have more than one soul. They are not more than one identity. It's only one huwiyat and one identity. But it has got different levels and different nasha'at. Nasha'e means what? How do you explain, Dr. Muhammad, nasha'e in English? Difficult. I always pose difficult questions to poor Dr. Muhammad. Nasha'e means alam. It's the nafs which has got the nafs of insan is one nafs, but it's from floor to the sky. That means in different levels, level of matter, level of animal, level of plant, level of...
Development?
No, I don't see it. So, no, I just wanted to make sure everyone knows that it's not that we have got four different identities in us. All is one. So, let's go and see what Imam alayhi salam speaks about these nafs. As I said, present yourself to this explanation, but inshallah this is why that's all the reason that we get together to learn so that we can come out of that nafs al-haywani. Qala ya Mawlai, man namiyatun nabatiyah. What is that nafs, that soul, which is namiyatun nabatiyah? Namiyah in Arabic means something which has got growth. And nabati means plant. So what is that growing plant nafs and that soul we have? Qala alayhi salam. This, I tell you, this hadith, if there is going to be a proper commentary on it, it can be, with my little knowledge, probably we can talk 10 to 15 sessions about this hadith. It's so condensed and is so concise and full of meaning and lots of things in it. But we do not go into that length anyway. Qala alayhi salam. Imam is replying to Kumail when he asks, what is nafs nabati? What is this plantic soul? And again, I just remind you, there are some words that I use it, they may not exist in English. It does exist, may not be used, may not be common. It can be called mistake. But there is no choice. I have seen others, even bigger people, an American like Professor Chittick uses the same Like, as I said, he says thisness, he says otherness, which these words do not exist, are not practiced. So that's why I call it plantic soul. Plantic soul I'm referring to is of plant nature. قال عليه السلام قوتٌ أصلها التبائع الأربع. It is, this nafs is a قوّة. What is قوّة? Potentiality. But I do not like to translate this here potentiality, because this part is not potential. Nafs nabati and nafs al-haywani are actuality, so they are not really potentiality. So let's call it ability, or let's call it as a potency in our ruh, in our soul. So it's quwwatun asluha taba'ul arba. Taba'ul arba, you can say it's either of these four, of these two explanations. We have got, it could be referred to as anasir al-arba'ah, which we have spoken about, is earth, wind, water, or rain, and what is the first one? Fire. So these four anasir, these four elements, these are the primary elements which our nafs is made of. I mean, plantic nafs is made of. So if you look at earth, how it converts all these minerals, all these ingredients, nutritions in the earth, they are all made from earth. It's the development of, you have spoken about, we don't want to talk about harakat and transcendental motion. This is one of the levels of transcendental motion in earth, which converts things the way we see them, converts all the earth into all those minerals and ingredients in the earth. The other thing that it could be referred to, because it says taba'i'ul arba'a, maybe probably there is more likelihood, this taba'i of is, if it refers to wetness, dryness, coldness and heat. These four also are called taba'i al-arba'ah. So Imam is saying that qubbatun asluha taba'i al-arba'ah, that is the asset, the origin of that plantic life, that plantic soul, is these four elements. بدو ایجادها عند مسقط نطفه. بدو ایجادها means the beginning of this nafs is when نطفه is conceived. So at the point of conceiving of the نطفه is zygote?
Yes.
In English. Zygote is a more developed stage. So at the conceiving of egg, let's say, conceiving of the egg, the plantic nafs is made. It starts from there. بدو ایجادها این دمسقط نطفه مقرها الكبد. مقر means the place of استقرار, where it stays. So it stays in kabed. Kabed is liver. So then the question here comes, whether at that very instance of conceiving there is kabed, or whether this is referring to that it is in the kabed of the parents, let's say. That's the question. مادتها من لطائف الأغذية. The matter, the building block of it, the material of this plantic soul is from the essence of the food. Essence of the food, what is the essence of the food? When we eat the food as you know, it gets digested, a lot of it, percentage-wise, goes out of the body, and even inside the body, when it is digested, when it is taken by those little veins in the intestine, taken into the blood, even there, it is the very best, the very best, and the very juice of that food, which is the best part of the food, that is called